start.
Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms, raising all-natural cattle with care. Are your local food source for beef? We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, and summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca.
Hi, I'm Victoria Kidd. You're listening to Swing and Blues Radio on CKMS 100.3.
Well, welcome to the second half of the Swing Jazz and Blues show here tonight. This is episode number 96, and it's Thursday, April the 25th, and welcome aboard. I'd like to once again thank my guests for coming out tonight. They've agreed to hang out for a little bit longer, and thanks to Martin and Nigel, and so we'll carry on with our show here. We're just chatting with Dave Trin, who's one of the organizers of Hepcat Hoppers, just getting some stuff figured out. We're going to maybe hit through a few more announcements and interesting things that's going on here. So the Blues 1 and 2 class has been canceled, will not be available until maybe the summer. One of the instructors, Amy Island, is getting married in the month of May, so she's not going to be able to teach, so they'll see if that's can do something else. And in place of that, they're looking at a new solo jazz series, to fill in that Thursday evening time slot. So keep your eyes peeled for that if you want to learn some solo jazz moves. Mm-hmm. The West Coast Performance Team class has been rescheduled to 7 to 8 p.m. on the West Coast Swinging 1 and 2 are now at 8 p.m. Okay, so they got a performance team and a combination of 1 and 2 for the other part of that hour. So West Coast, they're doing well. Boy, it's nice to see them have their own scene going here. We'll mention it later, but they have a few very active coordinators who have stepped up and helped organize that scene. Mm-hmm. The Jazz Ensemble, so they practice tonight on Thursdays, and seven members of this group are going to do their first gig this Saturday, April the 27th. This is for a private function at the tannery, so they are really stepping up there to get out and perform like that already.
That's exciting.
I know.
A private function.
Yeah.
All right.
Good for them.
That's this weekend?
That's April the 27th at the tannery.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So, I'll just go on with what you're saying there, Martin. The ensemble members, and good for them, and thank you, and great admiration. We'll mentioned Connie Waltz and Hubert Hines, Max Salmon, Heather Morris, Sarah Huey, David Trin, and Olivier Myrand. And Olivier was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and it was quite delightful, so good for them.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Performance teams, the Lindy Hop performance team is also performing at the same show. Boy, I wonder what show that is. That's going to be exciting. Ooh. big hats off to these Lindy Hoppers. Big hats off to Greg Nash, Amanda Kate, Amanda, Kate Alger, Kirsten Van Houten, David Barth, Bev Coutone, Morgan Pratton, and Linda Boxwell. So good for them to put on the performance. You've done a lot of performance over the years, Martin.
On and off.
It's a lot of work, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, it can be stressful. You have to practice. And mm-hmm. There's a bunch of stuff going on. But it can be good. I mean, it's a good challenge, too. Some people really like having challenge for whatever their activities are. So,
did you find it helped build your dancing in general?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was doing a lot of choreography and stuff like that, mm-hmm. And sort of like running the group a lot of the time. And it helped. I would often try to put together choreography in such a way that there would be a lot of new moves in there.
Yeah.
Like a mix, I guess. Yeah. So that it would be kind of a mix of comfortable things and stuff that would be challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea then people would be getting to work on their dancing as well as putting together a number that they could show off to the rest of the scene and stuff like that. So yeah, generally people were learning quite a bit and I learned a lot as well. It actually gave me a chance to, like, a lot of moves that I would learn in workshops and stuff like that, I would take back and incorporate them into this. And so then, a lot of the time what will happen is people go to a workshop and they'll learn a bunch of moves. And then 3 days later, they've forgotten pretty much all the moves again after that.
Also because they can't practice them, right?
Yeah, they never practice
If they go, if they don't go with people from the scene, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, or I mean, it takes that effort, right? Like it sticks for the weekend while you're doing it,
mm-hmm.
and then you're back at work the next day or at school or whatever, and you're busy, and then the next weekend you're catching up from being away the previous one or whatever, and then you've forgotten it. Even if you take notes or whatever, then you have to, you need that effort to go back and actually kind of get those moves to be in your muscle memory and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the performance stuff was, for me, it was a really good way to kind of enforce that I would, take away these moves from a workshop and I would incorporate them all in a new song that we'd be learning.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of made me learn things kind of in a more disciplined way, I guess.
So, okay. Yeah. Right.
So it was useful for that, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense, eh, Nigel? Like, it's, sometimes it's so frustrating if you go out to a dance or a workshop and you learn a bunch of stuff and suddenly you realize, holy smokes, I can't remember a darn thing.
Yeah, for sure.
But theoretically, it's in your mind just waiting for a chance to come out, but it's really weird how that, it seems like you practice something and you lost it right away.
So. Yeah. I mean, I've only been to, actually, 2 workshop weekends. And those were just within the past month or so. So I've definitely been trying to bring that up in just practicing by myself at home and then also social dance situations and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was helpful that the one was Peter Flayef weekend with social dance as the focus. So the moves were taught in a way that we learned them very clearly and precisely and made it a lot easier to apply in a social dance situation.
Hmm.
So, nice. Yeah. It's really nice to have these opportunities. What you think is fun or what you think will help your learning, you can do that with things like the performance team or taking lessons or even what was this thing I was looking at here? Performance teams, lessons, and organizing things. It all helps. The thing about learning Lindy Hop is you want to have fun. And if you're having fun, if it's solo jazz or if it's whatever, and that makes you think that's a good deal, that's how you learn stuff, isn't it? Just mm-hmm. something fun like that.
Making it fun, yeah.
And the people, that's part of it, too. So.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
Yeah, you even get together with a few people and practice. And actually, now in the summer, oftentimes that people would be wanting to practice aerials and stuff like that, and you can just go out on the grass and do it. And it's kind of an you know, another way to do it. You just get together with people and just work on whatever. So it can be pretty social.
Do you know if the University Club is going to have Dancing in the Park again this year?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Pretty sure?
It's, yeah. It's a well-loved event, I think. Yeah. Every week. I think it was it Thursdays or Tuesdays last year?
I think so.
And yeah. Go out and...
Mm-hmm. No, they would probably drop the frat burger to do the Dancing in the Park, or how, it's hard to tell from this far. We're so far away now.
I think it continued last year.
Both activities?
Yeah. I think maybe that's why the one was on the Tuesday, mm-hmm. and the frat burger was on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Because the frat burger is only once a month. Yeah. So.
Yeah, which is just about right, because it's a lot to organize every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be. I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure there would be some people who would be interested in going every week, but it's. I guess it's modeled after the one in Toronto. That's a monthly thing. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes for a lot of fun if you can. Have something like it. It does take a lot of work to organize some of these things, but it's fun when it works, that's for sure.
For sure, yes.
But you guys, you never know how big your membership's going to be at the University Club, right? Like, how big of a range are we talking here? Can you have, like, 20 and 200 the next time or something?
Well, bring it down one order of magnitude,
okay.
Yes. Anywhere between 5 and 30, I guess, yeah. Depending on the term and the... Mm-hmm. This past term was really good. We had some a lot of participation, a lot of enthusiasm, and but now that it's the summer term, there's less people around, and mm-hmm. we'll see.
Yeah.
There have been weeks where there's, you know, the instructors and two students,
mm-hmm.
It happens. It's still fun.
I guess generally, like, at the start of the term, at the club's days and whatever, you get a big rush at the start.
Yeah,
and then, you know, a chunk stick around, and then I guess it kind of varies throughout the semester.
For sure, yeah. And depending on when midterms come up and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
they are students too, of course.
Yeah.
So.
And then there's always co-ops. If people have to go away for a year, or maybe they're away for a bit, then mm-hmm. the club geometry changes once again. So.
For sure. Mm.
In the scheme of things, it seems to me that the University Club is really core to our whole scene here, because I think everyone's come through the university scene pretty well, right?
A good chunk,
and people who haven't moved from elsewhere, I guess, yeah.
And you know, it's the enthusiasm and meeting new people and getting out and doing stuff, like, what the heck will do it? Because lots of other people, once you get settled in a bit more, then mm-hmm. you don't not likely to go and do that. But it's the University Club is, I think it's the University Club is core to a lot of scenes.
That's fair.
Wouldn't you say that, Martin? Like, I mean, I don't think Toronto would be where it was if it didn't have the Toronto Swing Club and University Club down there. And
I think, I mean, bigger scenes, and it's kind of grown beyond that.
Yeah.
That the club is still quite important, but it's not maybe like the center of the scene anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I think a lot of scenes that they've at least initially started through the University Club, and that's kind of the core part of the scene for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, like some bigger cities, then it'll grow beyond that in some ways.
But it might still be the feeder.
Right.
Oh, a big part, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, places like Vancouver, I don't know too much what their model is like, but in Montreal, they have a lot of schools, and the schools do a lot of advertising and this sort of thing, and they get a lot of... people coming through, a lot of retention and stuff like that, just through the studios and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Montreal is a huge city for swing dancing.
Yeah.
It's kind of the exception in that sense. But cities like our size, Calgary, I think, is similar, Edmonton, Winnipeg, Victoria, a lot of them basically, get a lot of the input comes through the university swing club. And then... a lot of them stick around, a lot of them get busy or go on co-op or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
That's where kind of a good chunk of the dancers come through. Yeah, so.
I should just power through a few more announcements here. So there's a barbecue, hot tub, and blues party coming up on Saturday, June 22nd. That's over at Ross McDonald's. You've been to maybe a couple, or Nigel, you've been to...
I've been once or twice.
That's they have like the chocolate blues parties and stuff.
That's the wintertime, right? And then the summertime in June, it's going to be a barbecue and hot tub.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So,
the summer version of it.
Yeah, the summer version, same thing. And typically, of course, not only with the either chocolate or barbecue, you're always going to have like a jazz and a jam session downstairs with the other Roberta Hunt or somebody to be the leader. And so if you want to dance or enjoy eating and drinking, or you want to do some playing, then that's the place to be. So it's by the effort of some members to do these things, it's great. We mentioned Montreal Bagels and Blues, and a little bit, we should just mention a bit about the Westies again. So they have a performance team. They're going to perform, their classes are on now, and they're going to perform also on Saturday, May 11th and Monday, May 13th. So that's there's the Lindy performance team, and there's the West Coast performance team, and the West Coast... guys, their website has been put together by Alex Jabowski and Ali Rajabi. Good for them. www.waterloowesties.ca. And their next dance, a monthly dance, this is almost a year and a a year and a half now, maybe they've been running. And that will be Saturday, May 11th at the Hepcat Studio. And DJ Dance. And I think it might be good just to cover just a few last things here locally. We'll hear a bit more about the Hot Tub Blues Party. Bring your own meat, drinks, instruments, and birthday suit. Birthday suit.
A purposeful typo.
Featuring Roberta Hunt and Glenn Anderson. $10 suggested door cover to pay for the musicians. And it'll be a great time. Two things. KW Dixieland Jazz Club is still playing. And they've switched venues from the Lancaster Tavern to the Royal Canadian Legion on Regina Street two Saturday afternoons, 2 to 5. I remember going over there on occasion. You know, we'd do that in the afternoon, grab something to eat to Toronto, go on to Dovercourt. That was many Saturdays
doing that. It's a full day if you do that.
Was a full day because that's pretty fast music. New venue in town for now 2 years is the Jazz Room up at the Hoother Hotel. And that's every weekend, Friday and Saturday, so they've got a great stuff. I actually finally made up there for once, and I was quite delighted and charmed with it. It's a different style of, you know, you don't get up to dance that stuff usually, but it sure is great music, and I guess the main thing is it's nice to have it available like that.
Yeah, we actually, we used to dance there though, eh?
Yeah,
before, like now the Hepcats has the studio, so it's really nice to have sort of a dedicated venue, but before we were, you know, at different venues around town, though, we'd have a venue for a year or two, and then at some point it would stop working, and we'd switch around to another venue. It was always on Monday night, though, right? So, the Hoother was one place that we were at for probably a couple years, I think.
Yeah, at least. I think Amy did most of that, too. Remember?
Yeah, Amy Nyland was kind of the main organizer for that. A lot of the time. And actually, yeah, I was at the Jazz Club... what is it, the Jazz Room?
Yeah, that same room.
About a month ago, and the layout is different now, which is kind of interesting. It was nice, though. Like, before, they had this narrow stage that was going all along one side of, like, this narrow section. And now they moved the stage out to, like, more of an open area. And they have the tables sort of over on the other side now and whatever. So, it was a good venue while we were there. And it's still, to the Hoother now and then for a drink. So, anyways...
A good time to be had up there. So, you just can't get over the number of things you can do in the area, and it's just it's a lot of fun. No shortage of things to do. All right, let's play another song here, folks. We're at 11:30 already, so things are just moving on really super duper. In our theme of the title, the question where in songs, this is one by Rick Estrin and the Nighthawks, and this title of this song is Someone Somewhere. We shall be right back.
I'll always love you, babe. No matter where you go,
jazz, I'll always love you, darling. Girl, no matter where you go. Gonna jazz don't make no difference, baby. Little girl, you don't want me no more. I'ma always love you, darling. No matter why in this world I may be. I'll always love you, baby. No matter where in this world I may be. I know I've always loved you, little girl. Somewhere deep, deep down inside of me. Wherever you are now, baby, hope you find just what you're looking for. Oh, I mean wherever you are, little girl, hope you find just what you're looking for. I don't care who you're with now, little girl. Remember, if someone somewhere loves you more, they love you, baby.
It's Paul Jolly Robinson. I enjoy listening to 100.3 Sound FM in Kitchener-Waterloo, community radio, talking to the good guys.
Okay, we're back, and I just had to say, stop, you guys, don't leave yet, because I just wanted to thank you so much for coming out tonight, you guys. I know you've it's getting late at night, and if it wasn't for fellas like yourself to come out and making a show for us, it'd be a lot less of a show. So I think we pretty well covered everything. Anything else you want to cover here? Any good jokes you've heard lately? Well, I had a good joke. That's an old line already. But so we talked all about, you know, how you got started and a little bit about what you're looking forward to. So once again, thanks for coming out, you guys. Come on back anytime you want. We're always glad to have guests in here. If you can volunteer to come in and sit and talk to us for an hour, we love it. And any of our listeners out there, if you want to come in for a bit, we'd be more than glad to have you. So hope you enjoy your time here tonight.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, thanks for having us.
That's great. So
good. Yeah, we'll be back again, I'm sure.
For sure.
Periodically, I hope so. We'll stop by and pitch in.
That'd be great.
I am from right across the street. So.
Yeah, I like that part. I was just kidding around. I'm just going to yell out the window next time I'm looking for a guest. Hey, Nigel, can you come over here? So that's our community. We do pretty good here. We're a lucky bunch. So we'll get back to a few more songs. Guests are going to take off, and show host Jeff Steger. So stay tuned, folks. We're going to play some more tunes. Here we go.
Hi, this is Amy Nyland from Waterloo, and you're listening to CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
And thanks for listening in, folks. We're almost end of our show tonight. It's been a great time. Just delighted to have my guests here, Martin and Nigel, and we talked a lot about what's it like to be in the dance scene, the things we've been doing, and hopefully we found something in your own dance experience that matched up what they've done. Just want to catch up on some past shows before we get into the last bit of our show here with some more music. And what I want to present to you tonight now is an interview I taped the other night with a guest who's been on the show before, and that guest name was, his stage name is Po Charlie. And Po Charlie, he's usually out on West Side O'Brien's, where some swing dancers show up, and it's a jam, blues jam night. So I just grabbed Charlie for a minute and then put a microphone in his face and gave him a little interview, and we'll play that, and then we'll be back with some more tunes. Have a listen.
Hi, it's Jeff Steger at the Swing Jazz and Blues Show, and remember Bobby O'Brien's here on a Wednesday night, and sitting with me tonight is Po Charlie. How are you?
Good to see you, buddy. What's happening?
Things are going lovely. I'd like to have you back on the show sometime. Where have you been performing these days?
Oh, I just last week performed at Hamilton at the Guitar Association.
Yeah.
On Tuesday night, I was at a really wonderful guitarist thing at a place called the Marigold Cafe in Guelph.
Mm-hmm.
Really good, wonderful guitar players.
And so
and, this week I'm playing in Port Carling at the gallery, the Foreman Gallery in Port Carling.
Wow. I'm
playing with Moe Scarlett. You ever heard of Moe Scarlett?
Actually, you know, I got a CD the other day that had Moe Scarlett on it.
There you go.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to cracking that open and listening to that one.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he's a cool old guy, and he's, you know, I'm probably a little more Delta than he is.
Yeah.
He plays the kind of stuff you like to dance to.
Ah, yes. It's on the Swing Jazz and Blues Show, we like that stuff. It's got a bit of a pulse to it.
It's got a bit of a pulse to it, yeah.
Yeah.
So my stuff, I like. It's good for, you know, putting people asleep.
Yeah. Well, it depends.
You know, we lost a big one this week. We lost Richie Havens.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
He was actually, we knew him for about 5 years back in Montreal. It was a wonderful, changed my life, is my attitude towards.
I saw in the paper, it was noteworthy that he opened Woodstock.
Yeah, it was a strange experience. He was supposed to be on Fifth. And what happened was no one had ever heard of him. He was, we had all heard of him, but
yeah,
the public hadn't heard of him. And they didn't know what to do because the festival was supposed to start. And there was nobody there to play. The bands hadn't arrived and all that stuff.
Traffic jam.
So they were using helicopters, but these guys, you know, rock and roll, or they're all the same.
Yeah.
So anyways, Richie was there, and he had these big flowing robes on and all that stuff. And they said, listen, we'd like you to go on but play for a good long time. Like, we need you to play for a long time. And he played for 3 hours. He used up his entire repertoire.
Yeah.
And he didn't know.
Maybe he started over again.
And so what he did was he actually created a song using Motherless Child, you know, to get it going. But it became one of his biggest songs. It was called Freedom.
Yeah.
And it became like his theme. It was not unusual for Richie Havens to have a song that was 20 minutes long.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that little chat, Charlie, and we'll get back to the Swingin' Blues Show, and we'll leave the O'Brien's crowd here gearing up for another great night. I think Sean Kellerman's out tonight. So.
Yeah, who's playing tonight, Sean Kellerman?
Yeah, Sean Kellerman.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so.
So we get blown out of here, eh?
Yeah, it'll be, he's got a written, Sean Kellerman plays a unique style, so we'll look forward to that.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Charlie.
Take care, buddy. You going to dance tonight?
I will.
Is Kelly coming?
No, she's not coming tonight. Maybe I should leave that on there. She'll get a kick out of that.
Hi, this is Gordon Webster, and you're listening to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3.
I hope you enjoyed that little interview. I've got a fancy new little recording toy, and I'm just hoping to interview a few people who can't come into the studio, get a little bit of what they're doing, maybe musicians, maybe other dancers, instructors, and that sort of thing. So it might be kind of fun to add those into our show when we're looking for some new content and some new stuff. So hope you enjoyed that. So we're getting to the last bit of our show. We got another 15 minutes to go, and we're going to play another song with the title has the words where in it. And we'll play a couple in a row here, I think. We've got one here by Flip Phillips, and this is Where or When. Thank you.
Hey there, this is Ann Siktosh from the UW Swing Club, and you're listening to the Swing and Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Hi, you're listening to Swing Jazz and Blues on CKMS 103 Sound FM. My name is Ali Rajabi. I'm from Waterloo Westies.
Okay, folks, that's the Swing Jazz and Blues show tonight for the 96th edition, and thanks for listening in and hope you really enjoyed it. We're going to switch over now to DJ Camillo and the hip-hop show. So in honor of the hip-hop show, I'm just going to play a little song here called The Swinger by the Swing DJ Guy. Here we go.
Yeah. 5678.
You let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money. Get out of here.